Well, good morning. It is 6:22 a.m. on Thursday, May 11th, 2023. 52 degrees, which is just over 11 degrees Celsius. 84% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street. Glucose is 111. Ooh, right in line. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Yes, we're back to the Bluetooth. Sorry about yesterday. I'd gone down to the Apple Store, to the Genius Bar, to have them clean the jack, the lightning plug in my phone. Because a lot of times when I'm having problems with the audio, it's because the mic isn't seating properly with the wired mic. And I went down, they cleaned it out. But the guy also said, there's a good chance that it's not the plug, that it's the adapter, because the lapel mic that I normally use ends in an 1/8-inch plug, audio plug, not a lightning plug for the phone. So I have an adapter that adapts that plug into the lightning jack for the iPhone. And he said, those can be twitchy. It's like, really, twitchy? Lovely. So, and as we found out yesterday, or as I found out yesterday, yeah, my adapters have gone wonky. So I'm going to try and order up a couple more of those. We'll see how it goes. But in the meantime, yeah, Bluetooth works good too. Had a Chicago flashback while I was marinating. In Chicago, there was this bruiser of a dude. Big, bald, looks like he could bench press a Honda. Bald head, beard. I imagined in my brain he was Russian. I don't know. That might be cultural stereotyping, but he looked Russian. He looked Russian to me. And I'd see him walking, this little bitty chihuahua. And the contrast was quite striking. And I just had another one this morning. Another big bruiser would do this, a little toy schnauzer. Just walking down the street. It's like, awesome. I always I'm always vaguely annoyed by walks that don't make it to be shared with you guys, because I walked the walk and blathered the blather. So now I don't know if I tell you something, if I've already mentioned it in a previous cast, or if I said it during the cast that didn't get published. So it's like, I don't want to repeat myself, but oh well. First world podcasting problems, I guess. But God, we've had a gorgeous couple of days. I got my window boxes in. And so those are all assembled and ready for soil and plants. But small problem in that the railing of the patio the top of the railing, the there's a word for what I'm gesturing to that you can't see because this is audio. The top of the railing is very wide. It's about 3-4 inches. You know, not excessively so, but underneath that is just thin railings. And it's like an inch and a half or 2 inches indented. So when I hang the boxes, they tilt in at like a 45 degree angle almost. So the soil is just going to come falling out. So I need to, I don't know, I'm thinking I'm going to affix like a bit of one by or something to the back of the boxes so that the bottom is pushed out and it stands vertically instead of at an angle. So it's okay. I need to go back to Lowe's for the plants and more soil. So I'll just get some one by and some zip ties and we'll get it squared away. But all the seeds in the seed germinator have germinated. So ready to push on to the next phase. There's a light setting for germination and then the light setting for the actual plants themselves. So I'll need to adjust, well, maybe not right away. Maybe I'll let them germinate a little bit more. But God, the basil. The basil is like going insane. It's already throwing off little baby leaves. I mean, it's just off the hook. So everything else is, the oregano's popped. Everything's popped, but the basil is definitely an overachiever. It's like, it's ready. It is primed and ready to grow. So that's encouraging. God, while I was walking, the Apple store is like, I don't know, 10, 12 blocks away. And it was a gorgeous day. Like I say, we've had some beautiful ones. And so, of course, I walked. And walked by a food truck pod. I don't know if I've mentioned this, but in Portland, they have dozens of food trucks, hundreds of food trucks. I don't think that's an exaggeration. But they don't move around. Or very few of them move around. Most of them are clustered in these permanent food truck pods, which is like these little food courts that just kind of, this is where we're putting all of our food trucks, boom, and feast on, brothers. So there's one down on Burnside that I walked by on my way to the Apple Bar, and the appointment was like at 12:45, so I was hungry, and the smells from the food trucks were just driving me insane. And I walked by a birria taco truck, and the smells out of that were just maddening. And I resolved as I was walking by, it's like, if I come back by this way on my way back from my appointment, I'm going to get me some birria tacos. Oh, and by some bizarre fluke of circumstance, I did. And yeah, it was sublime. I mean, I've made birria tacos. I've got a birria taco recipe that kicks butt. It takes like 5 hours and makes a mountain of tacos, but oh God, so good. And these guys were comparable. So dove in on that. And It's interesting. I posted up, of course, when you're eating sublime food, you have to share it on Facebook, right? So I posted it up there, and it turns out several of my Portland peeps were aware of the taco truck and had sampled them and agreed that they saw the face of God when they eat these tacos. And it struck me, another reason I am really kind of enjoying Portland is it's a small city. It's definitely a city and has all the diversity and art and culture that a city has, but it's not this massive thing that is so big that nobody, I don't know how to describe it, that there's pockets that nobody knows about, or the likelihood that someone has been somewhere where you have been, that's a pretty shot. I've already got the morning pick, but I think I'll get another one. Ooh. Beautiful dogwood tree. Maybe I'll use this for tomorrow's pick. Oh, goodness gracious. Just lovely. Yeah, that's nice. Anyway, the city isn't so big that there's not common, you don't have a commonality to it. Or maybe it's just because the tacos are that good that they're, by reputation, they've made the rounds. I don't know. So I'm definitely going back there. Make that scene. So, and Muse, found out yesterday, Muse caught the COVID. She's had a good run, but she and her husband both got COVID. So dinner tonight and date night this weekend are deferred while she quarantines. And, you know, she's fully vaccinated. There's no real peril here, but she's going to be laid up for a while. Poor thing. So there is that as well. So ups and downs, as is the way of life. The water feature here in Jameson Square continues to delight me in the height of the afternoon. I would say between 2 and 4, it is mayhem around here. And like I said, the weather's been perfect, so everybody's been getting out, throwing down blankets, just hanging out on the park benches. Okay. I don't know, that I heard a whole business model just came out on those two words alone, pork benches. Just a restaurant made entirely of benches that serves barbecue. Yes, the pork bench. Anyway, the park benches are filled with people just lounging, just relaxing, and the kids frolicking. Ugh. Not to the kids, but frolicking in that water that has been, yeah, I don't even want to think about it, but everybody's having a good time. Got that solid spring/summer vibe to it. It's a nice neighborhood, and I am moving through Jameson Square, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up for a Thursday, which would be Friday Eve, as the weekend looms ahead with all its promise and possibility. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I hope you have no technical issues. And if you do, you can identify the problem and resolve it quickly and efficiently. But however your day goes down, you can always hold on to the wisdom of Brother Zigzag Claiborne. Despite everything, create. Add to the world. Or just make space. Sometimes the greatest act of creation is just allowing things to happen, to invite wonder and delight into your life somehow, just by allowing it, making space for it. That's creative and crazy. And I will tell you to love fearlessly, because that makes life just that much sweeter. And I will endeavor to do the same. And I'll talk to you soon.